Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani al-la'in al-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day, and we begin by extending our condolences to each and every one of you on the martyrdom anniversary of our first Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wasalamuhu alayh. On this occasion, we want to remind ourselves of the statement made by Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam upon the death of his father Imam Ali alayhi salam. It is reported that Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam said, لَقَدْ فَارَقَكُمْ رَجُلٌ بِالْأَمْسِ لَمْ يَسْبِقْهُ الْأَوَّلُونَ بِعِلْمٍ وَلَا يُدْرِكُهُ الْآخِرُونَ. He said, indeed, you have lost a man now that who was such that none of the previous generation surpassed him in knowledge, nor will any amongst the future generation ever reach his level of knowledge. This is one of the things that Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam mentioned about his father to the people as he made the statement informing them of the death of his father, the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Indeed, it is a sad occasion for all the believers when we remember the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the hardships he had to face in his life, and how he finally left this world. In fact, traditions tell us that the Muslims were very sad when the Holy Prophet passed away from this world, but the believers were similarly sad when Imam Ali alayhi salam left this world. In fact, traditions tell us that there were some orphans, some widows, some poor people in Medina who were crying and weeping because there was nobody to attend to them. And when they found out that it was Imam Ali alayhi salam who used to go to them at night incognito, he would go to them hiding his face so that they did not know that it was the caliph of the time, it was the khalifa of the time who was coming with food for them, with provisions for them. It is only when he left this world and they saw that that man no longer came at night to bring food for them that they realized that it was Imam Ali alayhi salam. Despite being the ruler of the Muslims, he would take time during the night to go and feed the less fortunate and provide for them. And this is one of the teachings that we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of the lessons we learn from his life, that we should always think about the less fortunate in society. And especially in this holy month of Ramadan, we should not forget those who are needy amongst us, and we should try and help them as much as possible. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Tahir Reza Jafar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more.